recorded live.
Hi there, this is Darren Blake, and somehow you've stumbled upon another unscripted episode of Flickerbrack 2.0. Yeah. The interesting thing here is that I normally have, like, this introductory thing that if I try to ad-lib it, it just escapes me. Yeah, it happens. Ooh, I see another person in the calling thing. That's gonna be fun. Tonight we're talking about National Novel Writing Month. It's right around the corner. And as such, we have some lovely people in the room here to talk to us about it, and it will be fun. If you happen to be in the chat room with us, or if you are streaming along through one of the TalkShoe badges on the web, please feel free to call in. Our phone number is 724-444-7444. Our call ID is 35274, and you don't even have to be a TalkShoe member. This is another unscripted episode, which means that there will be very little editing. I'm going to do my standard noise removal, truncate silence, blah-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah stuff, but the actual editing that I still haven't finished for episode 12 is not going to happen for this episode. Rock on. Normally, I would also go into some long, drawn-out spiel thing about what's been going on since the last time we got together, but I don't really feel like reiterating it. I went on a trip. It was fun. And I got a computer that I've been fighting with all day, tore the old computer apart, salvaged the hard drive. So I have two hard drives inside this new computer. I switched out the video card, so I have a better video card in this new computer. I wasn't able to put in a second DVD drive because I didn't have the right connectors. One of these days I may end up getting the connectors, or maybe I won't. Who knows? Who cares? We do have a little bit of feedback that I'll be playing when the regular scripted shows come back, and I think that's pretty much it. So, without further ado, November is National Novel Writing Month. It's a quest where thousands upon thousands of authors struggle to write 50,000 words in the month of November. And we have three people here, well, actually four people, three are on the telephone, who have previously participated in National Novel Writing Month, and as far as I know, they've all won at least once. So let's go and talk to the lovely Miss Terry. Hi there, Miss Terry.
Hello.
And we're going to say hi to the lovely Mr. Wendigo. Hi, Mr. Wendigo.
Hello.
And although she told me not to unmute her yet, she has also said back, so I'm gonna say, hi, Miss Vinny Yusuk.
Hi.
All right. And we also have in the chat room with us one Purple Stars 2006 who told me before we started recording that she did NaNoWriMo for the first time last year and won. Rock on, Mary. So, gathered panel of people, are you back in for NaNoWriMo this year?
I am.
Definitely.
What have I got to lose? I already lost my sanity.
Cool. Ooh, Mary's back for this year, too. Awesome. Now, normally there is at least one newbie that we either pick on or give advice to or something to the effect of such. But we don't. So this year, I'm going to start with a personal challenge to Miss Finney. Hi, Miss Finney. Okay, she's not talking. Got a question for you, though.
Yeah.
You may have seen this today or yesterday or whenever it was that they posted it, but the Lushquin versus Krabs challenge is back on this year.
I didn't see, but I am very interested now.
Okay. For those just joining us, the Austin and Houston NaNoWriMo groups have teamed up, and we challenge Maryland. This is, I think, our fifth year of the challenge.
That sounds about right. Oh, no, wait. This is 2010. Didn't they start back in 2004? So wouldn't that be like the sixth year?
Well, no, because in 2004, in 2004 and 2005, we were still fighting Houston.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was 2006 that we started
right with
you guys.
Okay.
So 6, 7, 8, 9, and this is 10. That makes it 5.
Yeah. Okay.
Woot, I'm awesome. So since I live in Austin, I'm part of the Lushquin team, and since Vinny lives in Maryland, she's one of the Krabs. So it's kind of an interesting, I got all excited either last year or the year before when I realized that Finney was in Maryland.
Well, when you realized I was a male, and that was the year that you weren't doing it. But last year you got better because you were doing it again.
Yeah. So my challenge to you, Finny, is first of all, you have to join the challenge.
Okay.
And second of all, once again, we are in direct competition.
Yes. So don't worry. I'll be able to pretty much take anything you throw at me. Especially since I have a year of writing with a job under my belt, and I have a netbook now. So bring
it
on.
I have a netbook too. Awesome. This is going to be fun. What if I throw a porcupine at you?
A porcupine?
You said you'll be able to catch anything I throw at you.
I'm going to duck, and then I'm going to find something very sharp and pointy to throw back at you.
Like Wendigo's wit?
Oh, he's thinking not.
I got to make sure it doesn't stab me, too.
We're fun.
Quite.
Jeez. How do I usually run these conversations? I've totally forgotten.
I'm not sure. I'll be right back.
Okay. So, Mr. Wendigo.
Yes?
What you writing?
Right now, absolutely nothing.
I don't mean right now. I mean for November.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me hop on over to the magical land of my Nano Remo thingy, because I wrote it all up.
Oh, you did?
One night. I wrote up my synopsis. I was, there may have been alcohol involved. Back if I recall, there was definitely alcohol involved. I'm writing this year a, what genre is it? I don't know. But it's entitled 2013 Death Tastes Sweet. Yeah, there's the little synopsis if you want me to read it. That's cool.
Read it.
I don't know, man. It's horny goat weed from China. Guess seven times. Like, damn it. Anyways. I need to look at my novel now. Yeah. Spring 2013. In the midst of a new swine flu scare, President Clara Fallon has dissolved the FDA, the FDIC, the IRS, and numerous other government agencies to better allow the free market to run itself. A new wonder drug called Placebo has been on the shelves for barely a month, and miraculous cures are being attributed to its secret formula, believed to be mostly sugar and baking soda. Rumors of side effects are squashed by the sole remaining news outlet, Faux News, and entire cities have media blackouts whenever Bloodwater Security, a.k.a. BS, rolls into town for, quote, suburban training field undertakings, unquote, or STFUs. A former FDA scientist, several unemployed journalists, and an aging ex-senator must race against time, not only to warn the rest of the country, but figure out a way to stop the deadly outbreak while avoiding the tyrannies of a new administration hell-bent on replacing facts with beliefs, shirking truth for blind faith, and utterly effing us all royally. Jesus Christ, it's a lion. Get in the car.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like I said, awesome. I may have been a little drunk when I wrote that.
May have been?
Yeah, that's pretty handy.
If you write the whole thing while you're hammered, I will totally buy it.
I was on like a 6-hour Keith Olbermann bender, and Rachel Maddow came on, and then some other stuff came on. I was reading HuffPost. So should be fun. Of course, I'll probably not write that story at all. It's something completely different.
Dude,
hammered on a Keith Olbermann bender—that is a very interesting combination.
He's so much nicer when I'm drunk. He says, please and thank you. He's like, it's the 150th day since the spilling of the Deepwater Horizon. How are you doing today, Wendigo? We're pretty good, thanks, Keith. Everyone's very good. Moving on. Checking out the news. I'm like, whoa, this is awesome. Because it's a lot more interactive when you're hammered.
Terry, do you dare follow that?
I don't know how to follow that.
What are you writing?
I am not sure yet. I'm undecided.
Hey, Wendigo, ignore the troll. Don't feed the troll.
I can't help it.
But it's funny.
It is funny.
People.
No, feeding the troll is funny.
Oh, no. Actually, oddly enough, on Facebook today, I not only fed the troll, I think I force-fed the troll to death on a rather odd little group I'm in.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can you read that?
What's that? I can't repeat it here, but yeah, it was fun.
So Terry, you don't know what you're writing, you say?
Not yet. I have a couple ideas, but I'm not sure. I won't know until the kickoff night what I'm going to be doing.
Okay.
I know. It's exciting, isn't it?
Thrilling.
I almost wasn't going to do NaNoWriMo this year just because a lot of stuff on my plate, but I can't not do it. I have to do it, so I need to.
Dude, Purple Stars says she's been plotting hers out for a good month now.
I usually plot mine back that far, but this year I just haven't had the time. So actually, I haven't really been thinking about it until more or less tonight.
So that leads me to you then. If you haven't really been thinking a whole lot about it, do you at least have an idea of what you're writing?
I'm really fluttering back and forth between two ideas. There was one I wanted to write, and that's actually the one up on my NaNoWriMo profile. Basically, a whole people get sucked into a book and have to get out.
Oh,
But
cool.
I, yeah, and the other one was basically just basically like a mystery type thing. Kind of similar to Clue, but different. I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing that one, but that one kind of popped up in my head, and I was like, ooh, that would be cool. So I'm probably going to end up with the one that I first planned on, the one I've been planning since like after NaNoWriMo last year, but I may change my mind.
Interesting. So, do y'all have any word count goals over and above the 50,000?
I'm going for last year's goal, 60K at least. Of course, since I'm in the challenge, I'm gonna have to do better than that. But for now, since I managed to do 50K while being employed last year, and I'm still employed, so we're gonna see if we can do that again this year.
Okay.
So I'm going for my old goal at the very least, 60K. I will not give myself the purple word count bar of victory until I get that.
Okay. Wendigo Terry?
I want
Oh.
to do more than 50K, but I know that it's going to be hard enough to hit that this year, but I don't know, we'll see.
Well, this is my what, 8th year. Good God. 8th year of this. And I've only won three so far. So I'll be happy when I hit 50K.
Okay. And Mary says she'll be happy if she hits the 50,000, but seeing as how she's not in school anymore, she might try for more. Cool. Personally, I'm setting another win point of 75,000, and the last time I did that, I lost because I only got 60,000. And I'm setting a goal of 100,000. Of course, my plan is also to beat Finney.
Oh, yeah. Kind of good luck, sorry. I mean, good luck, Vinny. You get your goal and kick some butt.
Oh, boy. I'm kind of wishing that Mary was on the phone with us too, because I'd like to ask her what had drawn her to NaNoWriMo last year and what kept her coming back this year. And it's kind of unfair to expect her to type that, but if she'd like to, we'll happily read it.
You could take turns reading it.
She says the idea intrigued her after listening to my shows about it. Nice. I win. I mean,
Well, keep in mind, that's what drew me to it in the first place.
okay, y'all are giving me way too much power.
Yeah, seriously, I actually traveled in time forward to 2007 and listened to you talk. And I was like, screw getting those million lottery numbers. I'm listening to this podcast. And I did not listen to it, and I traveled back in time and decided to do it.
You're so full of it.
It's great.
Let's see. She says she had a great time doing Nano last year. It was a nice change of pace from her college work, since all that mattered was word count. True.
Well, you sure with my college, then okay, my.
No, she means that in NaNoWriMo, all that matters is word count.
That's what I'm inferring.
Oh!
No. I got
So.
5 pages to get an A. Good job, one to go. Here's a diploma. Wait, I ran out of toilet paper. Oh, sorry.
Wow, that
Yeah,
explains
my.
so much.
Yeah, at least in my course of study, what mattered was the content. So even when I did only write half of what I was supposed to do, I got an A anyway.
Well, aren't you just all high and mighty, Miss Fanny?
Well, that's not so good when I'm doing NaNoWriMo because, you know, I'm writing in very concise sentences like I'm used to doing in college, and then I'm like, crap, I need to write more words.
You should write a 415-word grammatically correct sentence.
Yeah, I'm going to need some practice doing that.
Okay, and seeing as Mary does not have a full-time job yet, why not try and write another book in 30 days? So basically what you're telling us, is that if you had a full-time job, you wouldn't be doing NaNoWriMo? Mary, meet Finny.
Yeah.
And Wendigo, and Flick Guy, and probably Miss Terry. Oh, okay. She says she probably still would.
Wait, I have a full-time... Oh, yeah, I do. Okay.
Yes, you do tech support for a horrible, horrible telecommunications company, remember?
It's so horrible, it cannot be named. Actually, it's not that bad.
Is your wife doing NaNoWriMo this year, Mr. Wendigo?
Well, I believe so. I believe she's doing NaNoWriMo. NaNoWriMo, NaNoWriMo, NaNoPubMo. Yes, she's nodding and putting me the bird, so yeah. I'm not describing what she's doing now. Let's just say the next time you'll hear is me throwing Mardi Gras beads. No.
Pixar didn't happen, dude. Oh, sorry.
Hey! Hang on. Give a pic. And she won't get a picture. All right, we're good. Yeah, you guys are good. I'm in deep doo-doo. So.
Yes, I'm doing it.
Yes, she is definitely doing NaNoWriMo.
Awesome. What's she writing about?
Uh-oh. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Okay. I don't know if you heard that or not. It's
no.
Jack Kerouac, John Lennon, and Jim Morrison all walk into a bar. And it's under the genre of erotic fiction.
Oh, wow.
To quote George Takei in those high-def TV ads.
Oh my. My voice isn't deep enough to do a George Takei, but okay.
Ooh, puppies. I love you so much.
And does she have a word count goal other than the standard 50,000? Maybe?
Is beyond 50,000? So I was kind of translating back.
If I can do it, I'll do it.
If she can do it, she'll do it.
Depends on the story.
Depends on the story and where it takes her, with Jack Kerouac, John Lennon, and Jim Morrison being fictionalized erotically. But not necessarily with each other. Just that I didn't specify whether it's gay or not. Like, okay.
True, that was kind of an assumption on my part, considering your wife.
Yeah, and most, I think every year she has one, it's been writing straight porn, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
actually, that's not a joke. Every year that she's done it, she's... It's essentially, oh no, we're in a horrible situation. We should probably scrub. Wow. She gets 50,000 words. It's amazing.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, I get so hung up writing the love scenes. I start blushing. Oh, yeah. Oh my, the clothes are off. What do I do now? Sarah, what's next? Oh, sorry, Coyote, what's next? That's terrible.
Dang it, now I'm going to have to do some editing.
It's okay. I don't think she'd mind.
I don't care. 10 million Sarahs in the world, like they can fucking find.
Okay, you may need to edit out her F word there, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's crazy. This is why I love her. One of many reasons.
I love her too, but she's not helping my rating any.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I get to keep her as my writing buddy then.
Well, actually no.
No?
When she didn't do it in that last year, I guess she didn't log in at all, period, or something.
Yeah.
And the Office of Letters and Light decided to purge her. You can still see her old name of Coyote War 2.
I cannot log in.
But she can't log into it. So she has a new one, which is exactly like her TalkShoe ID and her email address and her Twitter ID and everything. It's
okay.
Coyote. It's Coyote.
Then I will yank her old one and put in her new one. And if I'm not mistaken, I already have all of the rest of you on my buddy list. And I'm going to double check that because I'm a weirdo. Okay, there's Mary, there's Wendigo, there's Finny, and there's Terry. Okay, Cool. Anybody wants to add me to their NaNoWriMo writing buddy list? I'm Flick Guy.
Duh. Will you have a halo?
Which reminds me, I gotta donate and get me a halo, too.
That's one of the things that I do every year. The Office of Letters and Light is a nonprofit organization, and as such, they depend on donations to keep their programs running. Head on over to NaNoWriMo.org, that's NaNoWriMo.org, and donate a few dollars to the cause. If you are a participant, you'll get a nifty cool halo to go by your username in the forums and on your profile. If you're not a participant, you can probably pick someone at random or just not bother with a halo. Yeah, this amuses me. Also, you can buy the nifty neato NaNoWriMo merchandise from the store. This year's t-shirt is really cool, I think.
Is it really bad that just the pen is making me go, ooh, even though I probably wouldn't even use it?
No, I don't think that's bad at all.
Buy the pen.
Buy the pen, buy the t-shirt, buy a mug, buy a poster.
Did you see some of the stuff you get if you donate, obscene amounts of money? Like, you get to have pie with Chris Beatty. You just have to fly out there.
I know. It makes me wish that I had obscene amounts of money to donate.
Yeah, I know. It's like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here for my pie date with Mr. Beatty.
I don't know why, but I thought it was a taco. Maybe taco is a different level. Or maybe taco was last year. This year it's pie.
Could be. I don't remember last year's.
Have y'all been to the forums at all this year?
No.
Finny,
not yet.
You totally got to go to the forum because you got that challenge and you got to find out who's coordinating it for you so that you can email that person and join the challenge.
I know.
I can kick your butt.
Yeah, whatever. I'm actually heading over to my home region now.
Mary's been to the forum a few times.
Oh, I've been there. It's been interesting.
Now, do you tend to stay in the regional forum or do you go in the overall forum?
I also stick in the regional. I know when I first started, I did the main forums, but I kind of got all curmudgeon like and hunkered down in the regional forum. And that's another venue decided to throw down a challenge and said, let's keep this good natured, and proceeded to slam like really bad, just be complete jerks. And one guy from our region was like, yeah, that's way to encourage us to want to enter into a friendly rivalry. And they continued to slam. And one of the forum mods actually got involved and said, knock it off. I was like, oh, great. Wonderful. So we're not exactly dealing with that region now. I'd rather not near them because I'm sure there's some decent people in that region that are not complete twits.
Yeah.
Mary goes in the overall forum. Her regional forum isn't that in-depth yet. It's mostly logistical stuff about events right now. Yeah, some of the regional forums do get that way. Sorry, Finny, I gotta say it. Maryland's tends to be that way.
Mm.
And the Houston forum tends to be that way. We in Austin have what they call a quote within a quote thread, where, and it kind of sprang by accident a few years ago, in the off-topic thread, where you can either reply to a thread, to a comment, or you can quote the comment. And what kept happening was we kept quoting the comment, and it quote, 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 quote. And it's a formatting nightmare, but it doesn't hurt the NaNoWriMo servers any, which is why they let us keep doing it. Okay, it's a you had to be there kind of thing. But it's fun. It's the quack. Q-W-A-Q. Quote within a quote. Let's see. What else?
Has anyone had a meetup yet for the kickoff or anything?
Say that again?
The kickoff parties.
Oh, yeah. The kickoff parties. Ours is going to be next week, next Saturday. Kickoff party where you get to meet and greet the people around your region.
I might be able to get to one of the kickoffs. It's still kind of iffy because Maryland region transit is terrible, so I might be able to make the one on Halloween, maybe.
Cool. Mary's blah, blah, blah. Mary's Region had one today, but she couldn't make it. It wasn't the kickoff, but it was like a pre-kickoff event. We got one of those happening today that was way up in Round Rock that I would not have been able to get to even if I'd wanted to go. Her kickoff is on the 30th, which is when ours is. And then a lot of regions, as Finney just commented, they have a midnight rite on Halloween night. Is that what you were talking about, Finney?
Yeah.
Cool. And I won't be able to go to ours this year because I... long story. It involves not being able to take the first off work, though. So anybody else going to a kickoff or a midnight rite on the 31st?
I was going to go to ours. I've gone the last 2 years, but I moved farther away from the city, and they moved it farther away from me. So in order to go, it would be too much of a drive. So I'm going to skip it this year.
Hmm.
I really wanted to go, too, but I don't know. I got to see if the new place I live in, if there's... I don't know that they have get-togethers here, but I might ask in the forums and see if people want to get together locally for write-ins.
Mary's got nothing on the 31st, but they're having an online write-in on the 1st, and she's definitely going to that. Yeah, we have one of our MLs hosts a nightly online chat from 9 to 11, I think it is. I'm going to try to pop in there once or twice. I never remember, though. Any other events that you guys know you're going to be having? Or is Austin just cooler than the rest of y'all?
Well, we're trying to arrange some write-ins. Of course, since, you know, Maryland's in a weird kind of spread out kind of way, it's just we are trying to coordinate because there are parts of Baltimore that are having write-ins that I can't get to. So I'm hoping to get to help getting one closer to my area.
Ooh, Mary's Region is having an Ides of Nano cooldown on the 13th. I thought the Ides was the 15th.
Yeah, the 15th is Tuesday, so Monday, yeah, is probably why.
That's exactly what she said. The 13th is a Saturday. That might actually be the weekend. I need to check the calendar for that. Because, once again, we're having our 12-hour overnight lockdown, and that should be fun. But one of my favorite penguins has moved to Arkansas.
That's no good.
Ooh, and then on the 20th, Mary's group is having an afternoon of writing dangerously. Not to be confused with the Nano Headquarters night of writing dangerously. Your region's got some really fun stuff planned. You guys know about the NaNoWriMo book drive going on?
Yeah, I heard about that. I'm not exactly sure what's going on, though, but it looks interesting.
Well, apparently, whichever region ends up donating the most books is going to have a party thrown by Chris Beatty and, I believe, Lindsey Grant.
Cool. So, donate books?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I'll have to do this.
We have a bunch of people that have put boxes in their workplaces to help gather books for the book drive. I'll have to check my collection to see if there's anything I'm willing to part with. How about rewards? I know in the past we've talked about doing something nice for ourselves when we reach 50,000 or some other goal. First of all, have any of y'all ever actually followed through on your threat to reward yourselves for hitting your goals? And second of all, are you planning to reward yourself this year?
Yes.
Well, I don't remember what I said I'd reward myself with last year. I remember what I said I'd reward myself with 2 years ago, but I didn't follow through on that one. But I am planning on rewarding myself this year. I'm saving up, and if I hit my 60K, I will get myself that DSi XL I was looking at.
I think last year you said you were going to do a birthday crush-in, or mix-in, or whatever however Cold Stone named that.
Birthday cake remix. I actually just had that like a few days ago, actually. So I'm not having a big craving for that right now. But yeah, I'm going big this year. If I can do my goal, I'm getting myself my DSi XL.
Cool. Ooh. Oh man, you're one of those, Mary. Twilight Eclipse comes out on DVD in the beginning of September. If she wins, she's getting the Blu-ray combo pack. Okay,
and see those shirtless werewolves and all their shirtless, muscular, glistening glory.
And vampires that don't freaking disintegrate in the sunlight.
I know.
They're sparkly! So pretty.
Fabulous!
You should really, kind of a quick aside here. If you don't like Twilight, you should really follow Lord Voldemort on Twitter. Wow.
Lord Voldemort?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking this up.
I mean, it's Voldemort 7, but, yeah, he really hates Twilight. It's delicious fun. Something, I don't know.
I've gotten to the point myself. There's a woman I work with that is absolutely in love with the Twilight saga. And I've gotten to the point where I've picked on her so much, I've kind of crossed over into Twilight hate. And it's like, I have no reason to hate it because I have never read it or seen it. It's just, I pick on her and now I...
Really?
It's weird.
I should at least, I mean, all seriousness, I mean, no kidding aside. The first book, yeah, it's young adult. Yeah, it's not, you know, Shakespeare. Not bad. It's not bad. It's... The second book is what did me in. I need to get through it. I was just like, stop, please. I want to cut my wrist now, please. it's bad. I was just like, I know. To put it nicely, I could not relate to the character at all. Like, sorry. But the movies, I've actually seen all the movies, so I know. Shame on me. But they're funny. No, no.
Do you think Stephanie Meyer did NaNoWriMo?
Dude, I think
she did. She never edited it.
Say that again, Finny.
I said if she did, I don't think she ever edited it.
Oh wow.
Oh, that must have been the second book you're talking about.
Okay.
I tried not to be mean. I'm sorry.
Mary says that Stephanie Meyer has said in interviews that she wrote Twilight in 3 months. So it was not NaNoWriMo. It was NaNoWriQuarter. NaNoWriQuarter.
Something like that.
NaNoWriQuarter.
Wow, 3 months.
I guess I owe everybody an apology because this has been so far the lamest NaNoWriMo discussion we've ever had, and it's totally my fault because I lived up to the unscripted name this time out, and I had no notes, and I don't remember what we've talked about. This is only, what, the fourth time we've had a NaNoWriMo talk on this show?
Yeah, but one thing is, you know, you could listen to previous shows. However, you know, kind of want to keep things fresh. And this, you know, while it may not be, you know, Oscar-winning performance from anyone here, it's definitely fresh. It's definitely new. You know, we're rehashing a lot, but you know, we are bringing to light updated current craziness. I think so. Sorry to disagree with you, but I think you're doing a great job, man.
Actually, Mary's got a good point here. We usually give advice to first-timers that happen to listen. And the reason that I normally remember that is that there's usually at least one first-timer here, and we bombard them with advice. Well, this time, there's not a first-timer here, but we still should bombard someone with advice.
Yeah, you're right, because they'll probably listen to this later.
So let's start with Miss Finny, who is one of the evil crabs. What advice would you give someone who has decided to take the plunge for the first time?
Lots of caffeine. Get something. Always take something with you to write on, even if it's just a pen, and then you can write down ideas later. And don't worry about that smell coming from the closet. You can take care of it in December.
That smell coming from the closet. Wow. There might be a decomposing body in there. It's okay. We'll shampoo it in December. And then have to take the witness stand in January. It's okay.
Yeah, you might want to let the kids come out and play a little bit during November.
Kids? Fuck it.
Well, some people may have kids and they might put the claw to good use.
Oh, wow. I guess I shouldn't have stuffed him in there when he started banging on my keyboard.
Well, he'll know better in his next life. Yeah.
I was about to go to Terry next, but since she's advocating stuffing kids in closets, let's go on to Wendigo.
Yes, let's go with the same tree. We'll go to Wendigo. Are you
skipping
mad?
Wendigo? Hey, Mary, you got any advice?
Wow, when did it happen that Wendigo became the same choice over me? Wow.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm usually trying to say something to get a laugh when we come to the advice part, because I have absolutely no idea. But the caffeine and the pen and the pad, that was actually real. Now, the smell coming from the closet, eh.
And that's good advice, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay, Mary says she has three pieces of advice. One would be to take it in small, manageable daily chunks. That's 1,667 words per day. Second would be that you don't always have to write your story in order. Write whatever scene you feel like that day. That could work for some
people. That's
what
I do.
I think I'm actually going to try that this year.
And her third piece of advice would be that having a character who breaks into random song lyrics for no good reason is a good idea. Oh, well, if we're taking the cheap way out, contractions do not exist. Hyphenated words do not exist. 32 has no hyphen in it. It's two words. People should have at least five names and never go by less than three of them. Fewer than three of them. Let's be grammatically correct here. Stutters are good, too. Anyway, in all seriousness, Miss Terry, what would be your advice to a first-timer?
Well, my advice is the same advice I'm going to take, which actually I got from Stephen King, because I recently listened to his On Writing book, and that is to find a time during the day that you're going to sit down and write. You write every day and don't get up till it's done. And the other piece of advice from the same book is just write. Don't worry about editing. Don't worry about if it's not good enough or whatever. That comes later. Just write and write your, whatever that number is per day. Now, he writes 2,000 words a day, which I'm going to try to do. It's a good round number.
2,000 words a day will give you 30,000. 30. No, it won't. Do math, Flick.
60.
Thank you. 60,000 words by the end of the month.
Yes.
And Mr. Wendigo, what's your advice to a newbie?
Let's see. I could go with the classic run, just run. but if you've gotten this far, yeah, you're not running. Good for you. If you, I mean, kind of going along, it's, I would imagine it's easier to write every day the same, kind of the same amount, close to that 1667. You know, go over if you can, that's great. If you fall behind, and then talking from a four-time loser, because I haven't lost a fifth time yet. That could happen. Could very well happen. Has happened already. If you fall behind, don't panic. Don't quit. Just make it up. Grind through it. I tried multiple times to do the 1667 a day. I fell behind two or three days. Once I fell 3 days behind in a row, right there, my drive for writing just died. Just, you know, it's really not going to work. I think I'll just watch YouTube videos all day. And I did, and I kind of kicked myself for it. But the times I have won, those glorious 3 years, what I actually ended up doing was writing maybe 500 words a day, if at all. I'd say probably during the week, Monday through Friday, I would write maybe 1,500 words, and that's pushing it. On the weekends, I would sequester myself into the attic, fire up the old desktop machine, and write for anywhere from 6 to 10 hours, and usually put out 4,000 or 5,000, 6,000 words a day on the weekends. So you figure you're getting at least 4 weekends in November, you figure that's 10,000 words a weekend, and that's 40,000 words right there. You just got to find some other time to squeeze those remaining words in, or don't sleep Saturday to Sunday a couple of times. That works too. The other thing I'm actually doing is taking a couple of days off work, not necessarily for completely for NaNoWriMo, but hey, it's a little bit counts. So yeah, have a little me time, and while you're having your me time, write something, damn it, because There's nothing worse than getting 3 weeks into the story, you're at like 30-some thousand, almost 40,000 words, and something in life happens, and you're, you know, 3-4 days behind, and you're like, I almost had it. Worst feeling in the world. Well, not really, but it's pretty damn bad. So, persevere, be resilient. Helps to actually, new tip, helps to have a writing buddy that you can either be in the same building with, or on the phone with, or on the instant messenger with, and kind of keep each other in check. You know, like, oh, how many words are you at? Well, I'm at this, so I'm going to beat you. I'm a competitive, kind of surprising, I know. But that's generally how Heidi and I do it. We just basically have word wars between ourselves. Oh, and Yodi is adding one of the most cardinal rules, then, you know, it doesn't have to be good. So just write it.
True. And this is all excellent advice, even when to go stuff. No, I'm kidding.
Well, the good stuff is obviously Coyotes, but yeah.
Well, no. I mean, the whole thing is that everybody writes differently. So for some people, writing your scenes out of order will work, and for some people, writing your scenes out of order will not work. I'm one of those people, for example, and I'm not picking on you, Mary, it's just the way it is. I'm one of those people that I tend to write from beginning to end. I've learned that writing a scene that comes later in the story can be good for the word count, but then I can't seem to direct my story to get there later on. I'm not quite sure why. And, you know, Wendigo's advice of holding yourself up for the entire weekend and writing 10,000, 15,000 words over the weekend, that worked for him, but it won't always work for everybody. You know, the kids that you're locking in the closet, they have to eat sometime, or so people keep trying to tell me.
That's why I always lock two in the closet at a time. One eats the other. They choose where.
Oh, there you go.
I was going to say, well, they could just eat all my old clothes that I've stored in there.
Or whatever's making that smell.
This wool has calories.
They can eat whatever's making that smell in the closet, right?
Yes.
You know, some people outline, some people don't outline. Some people fly by the seat of their pants. Some people know exactly where their story is going at any given moment. It's all valid. The best writing advice I have ever heard actually came from the book Terry was talking about earlier. And it's actually a piece of advice Terry said. Write your damn story. While Stephen King doesn't come out and actually endorse National Novel Writing Month, his storytelling philosophy is a lot like National Novel Writing Month, and that is, it doesn't have to be good, it just has to be down. And by down, I mean, like, on paper or on your computer screen or however it is you write.
His book is actually really inspiring mm-hmm. for any writer to read, so I definitely encourage anybody who has interest in writing, whether it's just for personal or even to pursue professional stuff, it's just a good book.
And not to seem to be pimping out National Novel Writing Month official merchandise or anything, our fearless leader and founder, Chris Beatty, actually wrote a book called No Plot, No Problem, A Low-Stress, High-Velocity Guide to Writing a Novel in 30 Days. He wrote it, or he went on a book tour the first year I was doing NaNoWriMo, and he ended up in Austin. He attended one of our write-ins, and he actually autographed my copy of the book.
Jealous.
He actually also autographed the wing of one of the penguins that one of our folks has. It's totally cool.
Super jealous.
He's a very funny guy, and he's very nice. And I was very, very glad that we got to meet him. And I'm really hoping, not holding my breath, but I'm hoping that we win the book drive so that he'll throw us a party, too. It'd be awesome to see him again. Okay, does anybody have anything else they want to say about National Novel Writing Month? Any words of warning, perhaps? Such as...
What, like you're going to lose?
Why would they lose? I don't understand.
No, you're going to lose. Just you.
Oh, just me?
Yeah.
Sure. Let's not forget, I wrote 90,000 words last year. What did you get?
I got my sanity, and I managed to win anyway. But don't worry. This year, I've got it all planned.
Okay. Crabs are going down. They are going to be boiled.
Mm-hmm. penguins are going to be barbecued.
One word of warning I might give a newbie. If you love sleep, yeah, make your peace
this
with it now.
This is not the challenge for you.
Yeah, make your peace with it now, because you're not going to sleep.
Nope.
One of the official NaNoWriMo mottos is, I'll sleep in No, I won't. I'll sleep in December.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Mary said she got enough sleep last year. You weren't doing it right then, dude. Dude.
Yeah, you're supposed to have, like, circles under your eyes so dark it looks like you have a black eye.
Yeah, because your novel's beating you up. She doesn't recall staying up far into the night. Wait, and you're claiming you were a college student?
Dude, where did you go to college? I should have went there.
I know. She wrote instead of blindly surfing the internet. She definitely did it wrong.
Hey, I was researching.
You know, you go to a write-in and you type for about 15 minutes and then you spend the rest of the write-in surfing the web.
I don't think NaNoWriMo is NaNoWriMo without the shiny.
Squirrel. Mary says that YouTube is the enemy of NaNoWriMo.
Oh, yeah. Especially since I just found the guild.
Oh, man. The guild is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm behind on season 4, but I've... Yeah, that's...
I just found it. I'm almost done season 2.
Will Wheaton is in season 3.
I heard... Which, of course, means now I need to finish watching The Guild.
Oh, I know a question that I didn't ask that Mary had answered for us and Wendigo had answered for us. What I need to know from you other two, although I think I already know, counting 2010, how many years does this make for NaNoWriMo for you? Mary says this is her second year. Wendigo says this is his 8th year. Oh, my God.
3rd year for me.
It's my 3rd, too.
Cool. And this is my 6th. It would have been my 7th, except I took 2008 off because I felt like I was all burnt out on the whole NaNoWriMo thing. Don't ask me why. It was my dark period.
It happened.
So does anyone have any last words about NaNoWriMo?
Other than it's awesome and everybody should try it at least once.
I'll agree with that.
Same here.
Okay. That being said, Wendigo's away from the phone. Oh, man, I don't have my no screamer.
I'll do it.
I'm going to drop the mute wall upon your heads.
No!
Cool. Thank you for that. That was awesome. I'm going to reiterate Finney's final thought. They say that everybody has at least one novel in them. NaNoWriMo is a perfect excuse to get it out. November 1st through 30th, the challenge is writing 50,000 words. If you haven't done it before, you're in for the ride of your life. And if you have done it before, you're crazy because that means you're back for more. I've never claimed to be sane, so that's my excuse. What's yours? And that's going to do it for another episode of Flickabrack Unscripted. Wow. Thank you all so very much for coming by and saying hi and talking about your writing experiences with NaNoWriMo. We had the lovely Finny, who sucks and is going down, because she's one of the crabs, get it? We also have the lovely Miss Terry. Totally her fault. This episode, actually, is her fault. And the lovely Mr. Wendigo, who screams like a little girl, but not when we needed him to. Also, special thanks to the background appearance of Wendigo's lovely wife, Coyote, who apparently flashed us, but refused to let him take a picture of it for us to actually see what she flashed us. And thanks very much to Mary for dropping by in the chat and giving us her experiences and opinions as well. Y'all are awesome. I love you. Wendigo says, awesome boobage. Like I said, Pixar, it didn't happen. Oh, I wish I had notes. The next episode of Flickabrack 2.0, since I have my computer back, or a new computer, refurbished, actually. The next episode is going to be a regular scripted episode. I hemmed and hawed about this because in Unscripted number 4, I made the comment that the next specific movie talk would be Saw 3. And then I realized that I had scheduled the movie talks out for the rest of the year on a specific theme. And I'm just going to be late with next month's because a promise is a promise. And I promised you Saw 3, so you're getting Saw 3. November 13th, 2010, is our specific movie talk dedicated to Saw 3. And then November 27th is our annual follow-up, I think. Yeah. Usually toward the end of November we have a, "So, how's NaNoWriMo going for you?" episode. And that's what we're going to do November 27th. Both of those are going to be 11 p.m. Eastern Time. It's right here at TalkShoe.com. Call ID 35274. Head on over to tinyurl.com/flickabrack if you want to join in the fun. Please. This show don't work without people on the phone. I got several episodes in the backlog to prove it. If you absolutely can't make it to one of the live shows, but you still want your opinion heard on that show, call us beforehand at our listener line, 412-I'm-So-Fab. That's 412-467-6322, I think the numbers are. Or you can email us, flickabrack@gmail.com. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm Darren Blake, and once again, thank you all very much for showing up. And I will see you next time, November, whatever it was I just said. I have a bad memory. That's why I need notes in front of me. It's just really, really, really bad.